Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Junior Giants here on Blog Talk Radio. We are happy to be here on this morning. We are running behind schedule, so I apologize for that. Who do I have with me this morning?
Oriana and Olivia.
Good morning, ladies. I am so sorry that I'm running behind.
It's okay.
But I'm happy to have you with us this morning. I'm not sure if there were other people on the call, but I didn't get texts from anyone else. We're happy to be coming to you this morning from the Metro Atlanta area, and we are going to be doing Bible study, character studies this morning on Bible characters. And our children were given the assignment to identify their favorite character, as well as to talk about a character that they like the best or that is like them. And so that is the assignment on this morning. Who else do I have calling in on this morning?
Luke.
Good morning, Luke. How are you?
Good.
Good. How was your week, Luke?
Good.
What does that mean?
Huh?
How was it good?
Yes, ma'am.
How was it good?
Because I went to the pool, I spent time with my family, I went to Florida, and we had a lot of fun.
So you've been on spring break this week, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. I'm glad that you enjoyed it. How about you, Oriana? How was your spring break?
Good.
What did you say?
Good. She said good.
What did you do?
Me and Oriana were blessed yesterday. We got to go to Sparkles, and we got new shoes.
Okay. Sparkles is skating, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's in Hyrule.
Okay.
And there's one close by the church, too.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I remember the church, the kids from church actually going to Sparkles before. Well, we're going to get started this morning, and I do apologize for being late. I take total responsibility for that. But we're going to get started with our show. I'm happy to have you all with me this morning. We are moving forward, and I want to thank the parents for their patience and for their allowing the children to be a part of Junior Giants, and we're going to continue on now. I'm just trying to get arranged here. Like I said, we are talking about Bible characters this morning. I feel like it's important for the children to be able to see themselves in the Bible through the lives of the characters in the Bible. And I say characters, but that makes it sound like it's not true, because every story in that book, in the Bible, is true. So they're not characters like in a storybook. They're definitely real. But I want the children to be able to see themselves in the pages of the Bible and know that the things that God did for those that are in the Bible, he can do for them, because that's just the kind of God that he is. And so we're going to get started this morning. We're going to start this morning with Miss Oriana. How are you doing this morning? Are you ready, Oriana?
Yes.
Go right ahead, sweetie.
Hello, everyone. This is Oriana, your JJ reporter. Today I will be talking to you about Saint Luke. Luke was born in Antioch. After becoming a Christian, he followed Saint Paul everywhere. Luke was a great help in spreading faith. Luke, St. Luke, spent time with Mother Mary learning about Jesus. Also, he also heard about the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. He did not meet Jesus while he was on earth. Luke was a disciple of Paul. While Paul was in
prison,
Luke stayed with him. He was known for beginning saint,
being a saint.
All of Luke is one of the four gospel writers.
All Paul's
disciples were
abandoned.
Except Luke. Luke is one of the four gospel
writers.
He was with Paul when he was shipwrecked. I admire St. Luke because he wanted people to know and love Jesus and like me. And I admire St. Luke because he taught me that Jesus is very important. I have learned that Jesus loves me no matter what. I think I'm more like St. Luke because knowing
now
I can help people know Jesus by asking them to come to church. This is Oriana, your GDL reporter. Thanks for listening.
Okay. You've given me information that I was not aware of, and so I am going to have to do some digging my own self, because I believe that there is a difference in St. Luke and Luke's a disciple, but we're going to find that out for sure. Okay, but thank you so much, Oriana, for your report.
You're welcome.
I appreciate the work that you put into it. This is Junior Giant Speaks. This is Ms. Sharon. We are coming to you from the Metro Atlanta area, and we're talking about the Bible characters that children admire and those that they learn something from and how they see themselves similar. And so we're going to keep moving on. We are going to go right now to Miss Olivia. How are you, Olivia?
I'm good.
Are you ready with your report, please?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Hello, everyone. This is Olivia, your Junior Giant reporter. Today I want to tell you about John the Baptist. John was a preacher in the early century. He was a major religious figure in Christianity. Elizabeth and Zechariah was his parents. I admired John the Baptist because he was courageous. He was courageous because he was brave enough to baptize Jesus. John the Baptist is honored for being a saint. I admired John the Baptist because he baptized Jesus. I have learned that John the Baptist baptized Jesus. He was a figure in Christianity. I am most like John the Baptist because he was more of a Christian like me. This is Olivia, your Junior Giant reporter. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Did you know that John the Baptist was related to Jesus?
Uh-huh.
digit. Okay. He was. He did a lot of. He did a lot to further the ministry of Christ. He was. They call him the forerunner because he came to. He came before Christ to tell people about Christ, and so he. You're right. He played a very important part. That's an interesting one. Tell me again why you felt like you liked him, or you're like him.
Well, because he was more like a Christian, like me, because he was one of the figures of Christianity.
Okay. All right, I was sitting here, I was reading, I was trying to get some of the information that Oriana had given us, and she did a great report. There was just some things I hadn't heard before, or I had just assumed, and I assumed incorrectly. And so that's one of the beauty of working with children, you can learn something every day. And so I appreciate those reports. I appreciate your report too, Olivia. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It is important, like I said, for the young people to be able to see themselves in the Bible or in the characters of the Bible. And before we go on to our next reporter, my favorite person in the Bible, I have many, but one of them is a woman by the name of Deborah, or some people pronounce it Deborah, but it's Deborah. And she was a judge over Israel. And I liked her. I like her because she was a strong woman. She held a position that originally was only held by men, but she knew how to lead God's people, and she also knew how to hear from God. And she was a warrior. She was she would war in the armies with the men. She could direct them like a general. And I always thought that that was an outstanding character. It always made me understand how strong women can be. And so that was one of my favorite biblical persons. And so everyone should have one. You ought to be able to see yourself somewhere in the book, because God intended for you to see yourself. He intended for the children to see how much he loves them. They should be able to see that when they read the Bible and look at the lives of those that were living during those times. And so we're going to continue this morning. And we're going to talk with Mr. Luke Alexander Gladney. Good morning, Mr. Gladney.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. You said you went on vacation this week. So are you ready to go back to school?
Yes, but I don't want to.
Okay, well, it'll be summer before you know it. Are you ready with your assignment, please?
Huh? Excuse me?
Are you ready with your assignment?
Yes, ma'am.
With your report? Go right ahead.
Yes,
please.
Ma'am. Good day. This is Luke, your Junior Giant Reporter, and today's show is about Bible characters. My favorite Bible character is David. He was the only one brave enough to defeat the giant Goliath. Everyone else was too afraid. David was not. Afraid to fight the giant and gain a great victory. I have learned from David to never give up even when the odds seem impossible. The Bible character that I think I am most like is Luke, because my name is Luke. I really didn't know who else to compare myself with, except for Luke. This is Luke, your Junior Giant Reporter. Have a great day.
Okay, so Luke, did you learn something this morning about Luke?
No.
All I learned is that he did some stuff,
but nothing that I really do, so he's the only person I could think of.
Okay, well, Oriana was telling us about Luke this morning. One of the things about Luke is Luke was a great physician. He was what?
He was born in Antioch, and he followed St. Paul everywhere.
Right, and he was a physician. He was a doctor, and so that meant he had to be a man of science. And so those are some things that you should know about him. But there are other people in the Bible that you may be like. I would almost say that you are like, let me think, maybe a little like Peter, and a little like David. Those are the people I would put you with. And I say Peter because Peter was very tenacious. And by tenacious, I mean he wasn't afraid. He could say what he needed to say, and he said it with power and authority, and he was a smart man. And like you said, David was courageous and didn't give up. The whole point of Junior Giants is based on the story of David and Goliath. And I call you Junior Giants because I always felt like David was the real giant. Goliath was a bully. And David had the courage to stand up against Goliath, and that's what made him a giant. He wasn't afraid, just like you said, and he took chances. He was a young boy. He was young. He wasn't an older man like his brothers, and he was willing to take the ridicule of the other people when he came to fight Goliath. He just came and he had five rocks, smooth rocks. And God showed him how to use those rocks to the point where he could bring down that giant. And that lets us know that as children, God can talk to you and tell you how to do things. He can tell you how to act in school, how to get things done at school, how to create things, how to bring things to pass. He can show you how to do that. You just have to be willing to ask him and then listen for him giving you the direction. And so that's the point of Junior Giants. And all of you all are Junior Giants, are like David in some manner. You're courageous. Being on this show is not always the easiest thing. And sometimes you have to step outside of your comfort zone to be able to do it. And you guys do that every time we have a show. So that, to me, shows courage. And so you all have characteristics of someone in the Bible. So you know that you have the characteristics of David. But sometimes you have to look closer, and I want to encourage you to do so. Look and see who you're like. What characteristics? There's so many different characters in the Bible, so many different people. If you like to build things, you would be like Jesus because Jesus was a carpenter. Because you like to create things. There's just so many different people that you can look at. Are you like Mary? Mary was smart. She was sweet. She had a lot of love. Are you like a lady named Lydia? There was a lady named Lydia in the Bible. She was, research shows, she was a very rich woman. She was the seller of purple. And she was a disciple. She wasn't a disciple, but she walked with Christ, and she showed hospitality to the disciples, and she took them in during a time that was extremely dangerous to have anything to do with the disciples. And so there's a lot of people, so I want you all to take the time to look at the characters and see which one are you really like. Luke, that really is going to be an assignment for you. If your mother does not mind, I need you to look deeper at a character that you're like, not just because of your name, but because of the strengths that you have. You have a lot of strength. And I'm going to ask the other girls to do that too. Tell me a character that you are really like, but you're going to have to really look that character up. You're not going to just be able to read one book or one set of paragraphs. I want you to look it up and see why am I like this character? Why am I like them? And so just so that you know, we study all of our other books, and I know you guys will go back to having homework on next week. But in the midst of that, find out who you're like in the Bible. Find out who you're like. And in my mind's eye, I like to think that I am like Deborah. I like to think that. If it's not true, I don't want anybody to tell me because I like thinking that I am like her.
This is Sharon.
Because she, yes.
I have a question.
Go right ahead.
How do you know, like, what Bible character, which, like, if in the Bible, John, he's in the Bible, but how do you know John the Baptist is telling that story?
When you go in the Bible, in the front part of those chapters, it'll tell you who's writing the books. Okay? Because John wrote a book, but the main book that John is known for writing is Revelation. And you have to know that the way the Bible is written is not in chronological order. But the Gospels are written by... one of the things that Oriana was saying that I did not know, or I just hadn't clicked in my head, is that it was written with Paul and Luke, and Paul was not one of the original disciples. Paul was a person that persecuted the Christians until Christ, he got saved. And so in the beginning of each book, in the beginning of Mark, in the beginning of Luke, it'll tell you who actually wrote that book. And people used to think that David wrote all of the Psalms, but that's not true. There were more, I think there were 5 writers in the book of Psalms. And so you just have to kind of do a little study and then do a little reading, and it'll let you know who actually wrote it.
Okay, thank you.
Can anyone tell me who wrote the first 5 books of the Bible?
I don't have my Bible with me. Let's see.
Okay.
It can't be Genesis.
The first 5 books of the Bible was written by Moses.
Oh.
And that lets you know how God can speak to you. You have to understand how the Bible was given. The Bible was given by the Holy Ghost to the men that wrote the Bible. Moses wasn't around at creation. He wasn't around for hundreds of years after creation. But God gave him, the Holy Ghost showed him what to write and how to write so that he could tell the accurate story. And they had to write exactly what God told them to write, so that we could get an accurate account of creation. And so I think maybe this is something we're going to do again, because I need you all to be familiar with the Bible. You need to know about the Bible characters. You need to know about the books of the Bible. And it's important because the Bible is what gives us instructions as Christians on how we are supposed to live, on how we're supposed to treat each other. And so this will be something that we'll do again. We may not do Bible characters for a while, but we're going to have another biblical assignment. Because while it's important for you to know what's going on in this world, I do need you to know that book. What were you saying?
Bible scriptures.
Some Bible scriptures. Do you know, do you have a favorite? Do any of you have a favorite Bible scripture?
I do.
What is it?
John 3:16.
Oh. Can you say it for me?
John. I think it's forever. God will not perish for having an everlasting life.
But only begotten Son, and whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Okay, and so I see a direction that I'm getting ready to take. So you all prepare your hearts and your minds for some more biblical things in our upcoming shows. But I do want to thank you this morning for putting in effort, and thank you for teaching me something. I always appreciate learning from you all. You guys are good teachers. And I want you to keep it up, but I want you to get into your Bible. And if you don't have a Bible that you understand, please ask your parents for a Bible that you can understand, so that you can get a better understanding of the God that we serve, the one that loves you so much. And I thank your parents for working with you on this week. And once again, I do apologize for my lateness. I got up very, very early this morning, and I laid back down, and that was all she wrote. and so I seriously apologize. But we are going to be looking at the things that the children have need of as far as the shows that we present. I'm so grateful, as I always say, for this opportunity to work with them. And God is going to use these young people. These are not ordinary children. These are children that God is going to use for the furtherance of his kingdom in this land. And God is going to use them as the preachers and as the teachers and as his mouthpiece to say what he needs to say in the world. And so you must be equipped to be able to do that. And I want you to understand that you're never too young. That's why I love David so. You are never too young for God to use you. God can use you right there at your school. He can give you something to say to somebody that makes their day, where they may have been sad. Talking to you may lift them up and change their entire day. And that's what the power of God can do. And so I want you all to be prepared and to be equipped to be able to be used by God. I don't want you to have to stand there and say, I don't know. Because you can know, and it is important that you do. We are coming to the close of our show on this morning. I want to thank you all for being a part. We do continue to recruit young people for Junior Giant Speaks. If you have children who are between the ages of 7 and 12, please give me a call. My number is 678-516-5570, or you can reach me by email at juniorgiantspeaks@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I want to say you all have a wonderful week. God bless you. Continue looking for your characters, young people, and I will see you again. As a matter of fact, I believe all three of you need to see me tomorrow. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okey-doke. Yes?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there going to be a question of the day?
Oh, girl, that's a good question. You can see Sister Sharon, and Miss Sharon is discombobulated this morning. Is there a question of the day? Yes, there is. If you could do something, like one of the characters in the Bible, what is it that you would do? If you could do something like one of the characters in the Bible, what is it that you would do? And while you think on that a minute, I'll keep talking. I'll give you a couple minutes to think about that. If you were to do something like the characters in the Bible, what is it that you would do? Think about that. And so while you're thinking about it, I'm going to tell you this little story or something that just is something you should know. The Bible tells us that we are letters, basically. Men are supposed to read us like books and be able to see Christ in our lives, because sometimes we're the only Christ they're going to see. And my daughter always tells me that we are Bible characters ourselves. And our story is being told in the history of mankind. And what would your story tell What would your story tell about you and your relationship with God? And sometimes you have to think about that. What kind of life am I living for Jesus? I've been looking at these young people who are marching against gun violence, and they are very vocal and they're very determined about what they're marching about. And in my heart, I yearn for young people to be just as vocal about Christ, vocal about salvation and what God can and will do for them. And I'm praying that Junior Giants one day will be able to be those young people that can stand up for what is right and stand up. You may not be on television and you may not be world known, but where you are, it is important that you learn how to stand up for what is right and be true Christians in your heart and in your deeds. So the question of the day is, if you were to do something like someone that was in the Bible, what is it that you would do? And I'm going to start with you, Miss Oriana. Thank you for reminding me. What would you do?
If I was in the Bible, I will be praying as Saint Luke, because he helped people become a Christian.
Okay. And Oriana, I want to tell you about a little girl. Her name was Rhoda.
Okay.
And Rhoda was a little girl. She may have been just a little older than you. And she was known for being at the prayer meetings. And there was this one prayer meeting where Paul had been locked up in prison, and they were praying and praying and praying for him to get out. They didn't know. They were afraid to go out into the streets because it was not good. And I'm saying Paul, but I believe it's Peter. And they had been praying and praying for him to get out of prison. And when he showed up and knocked on the door, she was the only one in the congregation to believe that it was him. She had faith to believe that God had answered their prayers. And she ran back and she told them that the disciple was at the door. And they didn't believe her. They didn't believe that even though they were in there praying, that God had answered their prayers. And she was the only one. And so I like you liking Luke. That's a great thing. I also want you to think about Rhoda, because Rhoda was someone who could believe the things that she's praying for. And you can believe the things that you're praying for. You can believe that God is going to answer prayer. And I'm not quite sure why I told you that, but think about that little girl, because there's a lot that you can do because you want to point people to Christ. You want to tell people about Christ, and that's a wonderful thing. Thank you for your answer.
You're welcome.
We're going to go now to Miss Olivia. Miss Olivia, if you were going to do something like one of the people in the Bible, who would it be? What would you do?
If I was one of the Bible characters, I would be more like John, because he wanted everyone to be a Christian, not just him, but everyone. And I think today he is, because he's related to Jesus.
Okay. All right. And so you want everyone to be a Christian?
Mm-hmm. Even the people that live on the street, they're supposed to be a Christian.
Okay. And that's what we should want. We don't want to see anybody die and go to hell. We want everybody to make it. We want them to go to heaven and know Christ and be able to have a relationship with Christ. So that's a beautiful thing. That's a good thing, Olivia. Thank you.
No
Mr. Luke.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Luke. If
yes,
you
ma'am.
Were to do something like someone in the Bible, who would it be? What would you do?
Moses.
I like be like Moses because I get the children of Israel and lead them through hard times and keep them safe.
I like that, Luke. Are you a leader?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that's what it's going to take to be like Moses and keep God's people safe. And today, in today's time, you're not going to be leading them across, you know, the desert, but you can lead them to Christ and by the way that you act, by the way that you live, and that's leading them. That's a way to lead, just like Moses did. And Moses was trying to get them to do what God wanted them to do. And so it's important. That's a good character. All of you chose great characters. But I do still give you the assignment to find the character that you feel like you're most like. That is a challenge. And I can't wait to hear from you all with your answers. We want to thank you all for what you have done, your stories on this morning. And we look forward to hearing from you in a couple of weeks on our next show. And once again, if you have children between the ages of 7 and 12, please don't hesitate to give us a call. The number is 678-516-5570. I'm so grateful to these young people for being here this morning. This was a different kind of week because they were on spring break and we didn't go through our usual format of a conference call before the show, and you made it just the same, and I appreciate that. So you all go and enjoy the rest of your day, and we will talk again soon. But I need these three junior giants to, I believe you, the three of you, need to see me on tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
And I look forward to chatting with you.
Okay.
God bless you all. Have a great day.
Bye.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. God bless you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Fathers teach your children the right way. Chastise them when they're wrong, and teach them to pray. Praise them when they're right, so that they might see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong,
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. See why you love your mother in every way. Truth I must say, some of our fathers have gone astray. If this does not apply to you, then draw nigh to yours and stay. Because in the end, you'll get your reward on Judgment Day.
Parental environment is so special to a child. Support what they do in their activities with a smile. Cause in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done.
Fathers teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong,
praise
them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong,
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight.
Parental environment is so special to a child. Support what they do and their activities with a smile. Because in the long run, all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done. Praise them when they're wrong,
teach them to praise.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Just tie them when they're wrong,
teach them to praise.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Father, love them, teach them. Fathers, mold them, scold them. Fathers, provide for, be there for. Fathers, show them their love.
We thank you for being with us on this morning here on Dreaming Giant Speaks on Blog Talk Radio. That has been our show this morning, and we are grateful to the children for their stories about the people in the Bible that they are alike and those that they admire. We ask you to join us again in 2 weeks for our next show. We look forward to talking with you. Have a great weekend. God bless. Bye-bye.